Matt just explained to us the polls are neck and neck, which means the latest FBI revelations around Hillary Clinton's private emails have absolutely re-energised Donald Trump's campaign. But the anger at the way the FBI director James Comey has handled the issue continues to grow on both sides of politics. Now a former chief ethics lawyer at the White House, who served during George W. Bush's presidency, has filed an ethics complaint against the FBI director, accusing him of using his position to influence the outcome of the election. Richard Painter has filed the complaint with both the U.S. Office of Special Counsel and the Office of Government Ethics. He joins us from Minneapolis. Richard Painter, welcome to Breakfast.
Well, thank you.
Richard, your complaint is based on the assertion that the FBI director, James Comey, has violated the Hatch Act. Now, can you just briefly explain to us what is the Hatch Act and how you believe James Comey is in breach of it?
Well, the Hatch Act was passed back in the 1930s by Congress, and the objective was to make sure that executive branch officials, the cabinet members and those who work for them, including the Department of Justice and the FBI, but every part of the executive branch, that the employees do not use their official position to further a political campaign or to try to influence an election. That is prohibited. Members of Congress are allowed to engage in such political activity in their official capacity, so can the president, the vice president, but not the other people who work for the executive branch of the government. They are not allowed to use their position to influence an election.
But Richard, under the Act, doesn't that imply that it would need to be an intentional breach, in a sense a partisan breach? And hasn't that been undermined by the comments from the President, Barack Obama, who says James Comey is a man of integrity, he's not trying to influence the election?
Well, there are two ways that I believe that one can breach the Hatch Act. One is where the actor himself or herself wants to influence the election and engages in the act to do that. And here there's some evidence that Mr. Comey has animosity toward Hillary Clinton. He made some comments in July about her carelessness with the email, in his opinion, that are not at all usual for prosecutors and for investigators to make, expressing a personal opinion about her when the decision was made that nobody had engaged in criminal conduct that was going to be prosecuted. So that was somewhat strange, and so was the letter and the way it was written. So there is that issue. But there's a second way that one could violate the Hatch Act. If someone else tells you to do something or tries to get you to do something and you do it, such as a member of Congress or the president, and that other person wants to influence the election and is using you, a federal employee, to influence the election, that is also a violation of the Hatch Act. You can't have a situation where people like the president or members of Congress who are exempt from the Hatch Act turn around and order or put pressure on an executive branch official to go and influence an election, even if that executive branch official really doesn't care who wins the election. That would be an unacceptable circumvention of the Act.
And do you believe that's what's happened here? Is this what you're alleging, that James Comey has been pressured to release this? What are you saying, pressured by Republican senators?
This is actually the United States House of Representatives, House Oversight Committee, that is at the core of this controversy. But the committee has for well over a year put extraordinary pressure on the FBI with respect to this investigation of Hillary Clinton's email. It is quite clear that many of the members of the committee would not be satisfied with anything other than a criminal indictment in connection with this, even though the law did not justify it. And they were very angry at Mr. Comey when there was no criminal indictment of anybody in connection with this. And then they said, look, you have to keep us fully informed about every development in this, and update your testimony. Well, that's unprecedented in the United States for investigators to be updating members of Congress about investigations.
So this goes to the heart of why James Comey says he felt obligated to release the letter and update Congress, because he said that he had told the committee repeatedly that investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails were completed. So he said he felt obligated to say, well, actually, there's more on the go. Are you saying that that is just a response to the public pressure that we all saw from that House committee on James Comey to reveal everything, keep them updated, or that there was some back channel pressure on him?
Well, I'm sure there was back channel pressure, but I don't have any specific evidence of that other than what's the public domain. But the public pressure was very obvious. So I'm sure there's plenty of back channeling as well. And the members of the committee were insisting on an update on this investigation. And that's highly unusual. We don't have a situation where elected officials are constantly updated by investigators on investigations, unless there is a compelling national security concern or some other reason that Congress needs to be updated. And you certainly wouldn't be making an exception for that when it's an investigation of a political opponent. And the only reason they're interested in it is using it to influence the election, which is exactly what they did. They took the letter and stuck it up on the Internet within a very short period of time. But that's all they wanted to do.
But of course they would. It's 4 Minutes to 7 on Breakfast. Richard Painter is our guest. He's a former White House ethics counsel under President George W. Bush. He's filed an official complaint against the FBI director, James Comey. Richard, the complaint you filed with the Office of Special Counsel and the Office of Government Ethics, what happens now? What's the process?
Well, they're going to have to figure out what they want to do with it.
Do they have to do anything with it?
Well aware of the problem. Well, they aren't obligated to me to do anything, but I think if there's any evidence of violations of the Hatch Act that comes to their attention, however it comes to their attention, they have an obligation to investigate. But they will figure out the best way to do that and probably do much of that after the election, because it would be very ironic for the Office of Special Counsel to be jumping in and saying things that would influence the election.
Okay. So in a sense, this can't have any effect on the election, whereas the James Comey letter clearly is already having an effect on the election. You've already told us you think James Comey, there could be some signs of political partisanship involved in all of this. What about you yourself in making this complaint? You've supported Jeb Bush in this election. You supported then Marco Rubio, then John Kasich. Now you support Hillary Clinton. So is this you acting because you want to do whatever you can to keep Donald Trump out of the White House?
Now, this is a clear violation of the Hatch Act. I would be just as upset if the Hatch Act were to respond to the request, which we have now had, actually, in the past 24 hours, where members of Congress, the Democrats, are saying they want to find out what the FBI knows about Donald Trump's relationships with Russia. And I am sure they are investigating Donald Trump's relationships with Russia. There's plenty of evidence on that already in the public domain. With respect to the computer hacking and the selective leaks and all of that business. So I'm sure the FBI is investigating whether the Trump campaign is coordinating with the Russians or not. But the FBI would have no business talking to the Democratic members of the House or the Senate or anybody else about that investigation, which I'm sure is going on or should be going on, but they would have no business talking about it, even acknowledging that it's going on, until this election is over.
Okay, Richard Painter, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Richard Painter, former White House ethics counsel under President George W. Bush. He's just filed this complaint, an official complaint, against the FBI director, accusing him of breaching the Hatch Act, of using his position to influence the outcome of the election.